SBS Italia.
Oggi in studio abbiamo molti ospiti e per spiegarci perché questi ospiti sono qui invitiamo chi ha accompagnato questi ospiti. Buongiorno e benvenuta Simone.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Simone Adgaluc e io sono una professoressa di italiano al Collegio di Santo Domenico a Penrith in Kingswood. Oggi questi studenti sono l'anno 9, imparano l'italiano per 18 mesi.
Hai avuto dei problemi con questi ragazzi oppure ti diverti?
No, tutto siamo divertente per oggi, molto interessante per le radio e per la televisione, per DSPS.
E allora adesso noi ti ringraziamo di essere venuta e parliamo con i ragazzi con i quali appunto faremo una breve conversazione in inglese. Grazie Simone per aver portato questi ragazzi oggi qui alla SBS.
Grazie.
E adesso parliamo con alcuni di questi ragazzi, ma parliamo ovviamente in inglese perché la loro conoscenza dell'italiano è ancora limitata, naturalmente ci auguriamo che migliori. Cominciamo con le presentazioni.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Cona.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Sebastiano.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Tommaso.
Tommaso. E tu Sebastian? Benvenuti. Allora, now we will switch to English because it probably makes it easier to have a conversation. Why did you decide to study Italian?
Because my grandma, she passed away last year and I was very close with her. So I started taking Italian a couple of months before she passed away so I could at least say a couple sentences to her.
So did you used to be able to speak to your nonna? Because that's the word.
Yeah, my nonna, yeah. I said some words at a funeral, so yeah.
Did she give you any food?
Oh yeah, she was a great cook. She was a number three chef in Australia for a long time.
Sebastiano, tell us something about yourself.
I like to play the guitar and I study Italian because my family is from Italy. They speak the language and I'm just curious about how Italians live their lifestyle and comparing it to what we do in a day and seeing the similarities and differences.
And what have you found out so far?
Well, Italians are very laid back. They just get things done at their own pace, sort of. They like food and stuff. Although we're very hardworking and always care about getting things done on time and stuff.
Somebody might argue with that, but passiamo adesso a Tommaso o Thomas. Thomas, why did you decide to study Italian?
I did Italian because I was trying to figure out the links between Maltese and Italian.
Is your family Maltese?
Oh, yeah. And then I just got interested in it in year 8 and carried on to year 9.
As you know, Maltese is a hybrid language, meaning it's a cross between Arabic and Italian, with a few words in English, because, of course, of the long history of being a colony. What do you find difficult about learning Italian?
Trying to comprehend the words and just understanding what people are saying.
Some people complain that Italian has too many verbs, for example. Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's go back to you. What is some advice that you would give to our listeners that maybe are, in half a mind about studying another language? Why would they be better off by learning another language?
I'd say just not give up if a word's too hard. Try and study it as hard as you can. Go as good as you can. If you can't get it down pat, it's okay, you can study it, you've got all the time in the world. It's also good to learn about the culture, how other people see the world and how other people speak, how they think English sounds and how they don't understand our language and we can't understand theirs.
Sebastian or Sebastiano, you guys are very young, you still go to school, but in a couple of years you'll be old enough and hopefully wealthy enough to go on a trip. Would you like to go to Europe or to Italy?
Yeah, actually next year we're going to Italy, going to Sicily, Venice, Rome, so it should be good to see all the famous landmarks.
Are you going with your family or with the school?
With my family.
Talking about food, which is always a favorite topic. Lately we've done a segment about how to pronounce Italian words relating to food properly. For example, how do you call that thing, that slice of bread with some garlic and olive oil on it? Bruschetta?
Oh.
Did you know that?
Had a last night.
Okay, so going to you, Thomas or Tommaso, would you have said bruschetta or bruschetta?
Bruschetta.
That's a big no-no. Okay, from now on, I want you all to say bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
Try.
Bruschetta.
Now let's try with tagliatelle.
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 Very good. Who do you go for in football?
I'll go for the Tigers.
But West that's Tigers. Rugby league.
Yeah.
We're talking
soccer.
About real football.
Sydney FC.
Because of Del Piero or because they were around before the Wanderers?
Because I was born in Sydney.
Yeah, I know, but Western Sydney Wanderers are also a Sydney team.
Oh, yeah, but I'll go for Sydney because I don't like Western Sydney Wanderers. I don't know much in that soccer.
Because they win more. What about you, Sebastian?
Exactly. I go for Sydney FC because of Del Piero.
And Tommaso?
Sydney FC because that's the only soccer team I know. I mean, football team I know.
Okay, we have a trifecta of Sydney FC supporters. Anyone in the room was a Western Sydney supporter? Just the one.
Come on. Okay. He's a Bulldog supporter too. So.
Okay, let's finish with each of you guys telling me one sentence in Italian. Your choice.
Ciao, mi chiamo Connor, come stai?
Io ho 14 anni. Mi piace chitarra.
Which one do you have?
A Gibson brand.
You have a Gibson guitar? The guy's loaded.
Mi chiamo Tommaso. Io ho 15 anni. Mi piace pescare.
It's time to say goodbye.
Arrivederci!
Dici la tua. Segui la pagina SBS Italian su Facebook e sul profilo Twitter SBS Italian.